Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, as well as foreign ministers from Russia and other industrialized nations, have called on Iran to respond by Wednesday to proposed incentives to get Tehran to drop its nuclear program. In response, Iran's ambassador to the United Nations said his country had some questions about the proposals and that a substantial answer would not come until sometime in August. As the diplomatic byplay has unfolded in recent months, the Bush administration has called upon Pentagon planners to develop options for military action to destroy Iran's capacity to build nuclear weapons. Reporter Seymour M. Hersh of The New Yorker magazine has written extensively about the military planning and tension between the top military planners and civilians in the Bush administration. In his latest article, appearing in the forthcoming issue of The New Yorker, Hersh reports that those tensions continue, both over military options and concerns about how Iran might respond if attacked. Seymour Hersh joins us in the studio. It's good to have you back. Your latest story indicates that there are some conflicts and tensions between top military officers and the Bush administration, and we're talking high level. We're talking Secretary of Defense and the Vice President. What's the crux of their most recent differences?
Well, the big thing is Iran right now, and it's a real simple issue. There's no intelligence known to the United States, to the Israelis, to our European allies who have been very involved in the negotiations, the Germans, the French, and the Brits, no intelligence at all about any secret or parallel nuclear program inside Iran. In other words, we don't know what they're doing. The assumption is that they have every intention to build a weapons program and learn how to create the nuclear fuel cycle, et cetera, et cetera. But the fact is, if you want to target them, you need targets. And the only targets we have are things or places inside Iran that have already been disclosed to the International Atomic Energy Agency, which monitors all of the nuclear development inside Iran and has and still does. So what's the bomb?
And they're talking about bombing. What's the nature of the discussion in terms of, that option?
Well, by the way, it's normal to have this option. The Strategic Command in Nebraska, working with the Air Force, has been developing a series of very large-scale, I've heard numbers as many as 1,000 aim points, not only targets but aiming points. And there's a huge bombing package being prepared. And the Joint Chiefs have been saying to the White House, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, we're your military advisors, but we have to tell you, if we do this, there's going to be political and economic consequences.
Is the use of nuclear weapons still being considered as an option against Iran or as a planning option?
Well, it was, and that was one of the things I wrote about months ago because, if the White House says to the military, give me a plan, I want to be sure I can take out any place on the ground, and I want to know the options, and of course nuclear, and to be decisive, a nuke weapon was in the plan. The JCS went back, or this is in the winter, went back to the White House and said, look, this is crazy. We're not going to do it. Let's take it out. I was told, and this is something I talked about publicly in April when I did the earlier story, the White House said, no, keep it in. Now, the White House has since, in the last 2 months, given the JCS the authority to remove nuclear planning.
So there are differences within, between the different branches of the military, as well as some tension between, the civilian and the military.
Oh, absolutely. The Air Force wants very much to go in and bomb. That's what they do. That's what they're paid to do. The other services' points is that you don't have anything to bomb again. You can't find a place to bomb. One option would be to find a facility where we think there's enriched uranium more than they're claiming they make. Let's go in and let's get it. Getting into the place, coming up with, let's say, enriched uranium, showing the world, look, these guys are cheating. That would be a very good, they call it the middle way, that would be a very good option, short of bombing.
Any action is bound to get a reaction from Iran. What are prominent worries about that reaction?
Well, one of them, if they are hit, of course, would be the obvious one, as I say, the asymmetrical, to use a technical term, would be, not to attack the person that hit you, but to hit the Gulf, hit oil, and make the price of oil go up a couple hundred bucks at the minimum. And, of course, in this piece, I quote some military officers, some retired guys by name, who's make the point that it would be the consequences inside Iraq would be horrific. The other thing is they could start killing our troops in the south in a way that they haven't. Where the green zone, our favorite, the area where the American embassy and most of the people who run the government live in that protected area. There's no reason to think that would remain secure. You could have trouble there. It's not that secure anyway. Iran is doing a lot. Iran is certainly sending money and advice and arms and intelligence guidance, but they're not doing any shoot 'em ups in the South. They've stayed out of the South in terms of shooting. We could change that if we hit Iran.
Reporter Seymour Hersh's most recent story about military planning related to Iran appears in the forthcoming issue of The New Yorker magazine. Cy, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.